We were talking at dinner about all the different instruments you played, and you said you used to play the rubber band.
Yeah, I used to play it. But now I don't know since I lost my teeth whether I could do that or not. You hold a band around one finger and hold it in the edge of your mouth, and then you hold it with these two fingers and pick it, just like a jew's harp, ain't it?
I got anybody have a rubber band?
More whippings at school like that, never got for anything else. I'd get down, you know, between the seats, get to hacking on Soldier Joy, and then the first thing you know, could warp, I'd have her.
Anybody have a rubber band? I'd love to see that myself.
I got more whippings for that than I did for anything else. You know, I'd get her down behind the seat where they couldn't hear me. And somebody say, I want to hear Soldier Joy. I'd get her down there the first thing you know, the paddles on my back right across me. That really worked on me.
I think Robin's.
Just a common little rubber band before you put it around to any kind of a package, or it's a small one. They're pretty. I had a whole pack of them and never thought to bring them with me. Did you ever see? Did you never see that done? I said, you none of you ever see that done. That's, I don't know about that large. That's a large one. That's
cheap. Double it, maybe.
No, I wouldn't have to double it. They would break, cut your lips off. That's my pick. I didn't want to take your pick.
Got one, I don't know whether,
a small band's what we need. It's too big. I could play that thing, but it's too big, really. Hang him right here. Let's see your small band. How are you getting with it? I don't know whether you can play at all, no teeth. That's
the
next question.
We're going to have to be real quiet to hear this. We don't have any
answers. No, I doubt. If you got a. If you got teeth, your vom, it'll come out a lot better.
But you don't touch it against your teeth.
Uh-uh, hold that right. Yeah, you can pull that again your jaw. It don't hurt nothing, but only when it breaks. Then, did you get that on your tape? It'll sound. It'll probably be a little louder on your tape than what it is. What we is hearing it here. You hear it?
Yeah. So you used to play the jew's harp then?
Oh, yeah, jew's harp. I picked them all the time, you know, back. But I had teeth then to hold it. You got just gums. If I catch him, you can't do much with him.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about not having no teeth, a lot of people think you can't eat nothing. I was at a place here last fall, and I picked an old hard apple. One apple's all found around there where that is. At a grist mill. I broke that thing, and I reached another guy a piece, and I was chewing on mine. I seen him gnawing around on his, and he wasn't doing much with it. And I had mine eat up, and he still had his in his hand to hold. I said, what's wrong with that apple, fella? He said, I can't eat it. I don't have no teeth. And I just pulled my gums open. I said, well, I don't either. He said, you swallowed that whole. But you can get used to eating without teeth. I mean, now I wouldn't need them teeth. Now, they didn't make no tough steak that I couldn't eat. The only thing embarrassing about being out with no teeth, you know. And I figured if I had some, I'd lose them, for I'd just pick up apple and eat it without any teeth. And I'd never have my teeth when I got ready. It'd be worse than.
You were raised up over around High Knob?
High Knob, right in the High Knob section.
Who were the old-time fiddlers around that section?
Well, we had a Blessy Nicely, and he just passed away about 4 months ago, and he was in Baltimore, Maryland. He sent my oldest brother his violin, Jed III, and he told his wife, he said, if I ever die, he said, I want the McQueen boy to Denver McQueen to have him. And he lives in Akron High, so he sent they sent his violins over to my brother because we was all growed up together. And old Letch, he's probably 69 years old. And he helped learn us a little bit. And you know, more or less, we all learned together because he didn't know much more about it than we did. We just had to all come up the hard way, you know. And nobody knew how to play anything. But there was an old Stettler guy. He lived across the hill from the High Knob, just crossed over from where we. These hollers put them in like this. We lived in one, he lived over in the other. he could play, but he'd never sit still long enough to play about a couple of three verses of a tune. That's it, and then you'd never see him no more. He'd come in about half tune your fiddle up, and you never did get it in tune, for you're getting 80-some years old. And he'd get about half in tune, then he'd try to play, and then he couldn't play nothing. He never did do as much good in helping learn to play an instrument.
Stutler.
Yeah, Stutler was his name, Ham Stutler. And oh, he's been dead since I was about 12 years old.
Who else did you hear?
Well, really, right around there. The only time I was growing when I heard Melvin Wine, you know Melvin down there. I was growing before I ever heard of him. I was 16 or 17 years old. Then again, Melvin, me and him played about the same tunes, and Melvin plays some tunes that I don't play, you know. He plays, well, I play in a lot of tunes in a high A, they call it a high A tune, and he plays in high A some. He'll have one fiddle tune for each way, but I always just tune my fiddle. It's hard to carry two or three fiddles around to play and keep them all tuned up different. I just learn to tune them quick any way I want to tune them.
Did you ever hear old Uncle Jack McElwain play?
No, I never did hear him. Now, Arlie Carpenter played there at Webster Springs, but I didn't hear him until just here in the last 10 years, probably 10 or 12 years. Arlie Carpenter, and you know Ernie down Sutton, I heard him play, but that's after I come out of the Army, you know, back 45 after that. But back when I was growing up, there wasn't no musicians around where we lived. We just all growed up together.
Just seven of them in your family, right?
That's right. We're just seven of us together. There's nine head of children, and got two that don't play nothing. They didn't try. My father played a guitar and banjo. My mother played an organ. She could play a good on organ. She knew music. All of them learned music but me, and I don't know why I couldn't learn music. I never could learn it. Went to school in Indiana during time as an Army, crippled this knee, and learned to play. I could play anything they had, but I couldn't learn the music. I'd write the notes on there. You just well not wrote them because I couldn't learn nothing about them. The more they'd try, the worse off I got at the music. Now, that's all there was to it. I don't know why. I can learn anything else. I build violins and banjos, but I can't learn music.
Did you have a banjo around home?
I've got banjo, three or four of them now.
But I mean, when you were young.
Oh, no, we didn't know what one looked like, only by looking in the catalog and seeing the picture. Nobody could afford anything back then. Now, you might think that's wrong, but that's right. You had to crack walnuts day and night to get anything. And at 15, 20 cents a pound, that wasn't much. Ginseng, a pound of ginseng bring you $4. You couldn't buy much of that either. So anything priced very heavy, you just had to forget about it.
But your dad played the banjo?
Yeah, he played the banjo, but he never owned a banjo during the time that we knew him. That's when he was a boy.
Can you play in the style that he played in?
Chances are, yeah, I played two or three of his.
You
want to
try that?
Yeah, I know you can try all your instruments. I've got all the instruments I think anybody ever has. But that sounds pretty close, like. I'd get rusty. I used to be able to work on fingers and play that pretty good.
Is that Old Virginia? Is that one called Old Virginia?
Probably. Thank you. good, but not anymore. I forgot them, tell you the truth. I forgot them. Just maybe the chorus of it would be old.
What was the name of that?
Old man, can I have your daughter? That's older than Grandpa Jones, I imagine. I used to play the Grandpa Jones tunes, but I can't work my fingers like I used to. You know, it takes 20 years to mess you up bad. To get out of practice, it takes a while to do anything. That's called the letter, key of C, isn't it? A new way of tune, a bluegrass tune that play most of them plays, do you? No. I didn't say you claw hammer your banjo about all the time. I mean, you don't play a pick it out any. I doubt if I can do much picking in the old way, but the bluegrass way of picking, I just doubt if I do. I don't play enough to keep up with it. I just lay my banjo down and go off and leave it. Play a little on the violin, bam, man, banjo. I mean, banjo love. Carter family. You could learn more from the old A.P. Carter and his family than you could from anybody else, I'd say. They were, I mean, you could learn from them people. But you take Cherokee Sioux, I learned a lot from her too. Molly O'Day, you remember back when they was back here, Cherokee Sioux and Molly O'Day. You could learn from them pretty well. Thank you. back in the 30s, I done a lot of square dance playing, you know. We'd have to tell my mother we was going to a party. Me and my brother, oldest brother, either one of us play a guitar and the other the violin. We'd switch it back and forward. Tell my mother we was going to a party, and we done well. They'd give us $3, about $3 between us a night. That was $1.50 a piece. And we'd play like from about 8 o'clock of the evening till 1 and 2 in the morning, and sometimes till daylight for $1.50. Now you wouldn't hardly go to square dance for $1.50. But that's big money back in them. Now and then my mother would catch us with it, and we'd have time explaining and getting out of that. Now, it's a shame to have to do that, but we had to do that because she didn't believe in square dancing. Hey, she just wouldn't allow you to go at all. That'd be clear away from everything. But me, I never saw that much about square dancing. I always thought it was a good thing. I liked to watch it. And we always sneaked out and got away and got to a square dance. Then she would have to do some fast explaining to where we'd been. And we'd been out, you know, the car had break down. That's when we got a Model A Ford. The car had break down, was out all night. Any kind of story to make it sound good, but now a fellow shouldn't have to do a trick like that. That's why I said if I ever had children and they wanted to do something, if they'd come and tell me, I'd never scold them or hurt them, you know, over the feelings. That's hard on people to do them that way. If you've got children and faith like square dance, I'd say, if they like it well enough and they don't believe there'd be any harm, just tell them go ahead and go to a square dance, that there wouldn't be that much harm to it. I'd never thought about, you know, fighting a child over something, a little something like that. Or playing music. If you've got a child and plays music and you get to quarreling at it or scolding it, you can clear abuse it away from its music. It'll never be a musician, whatever. It'll just ruin them. I mean, you know that probably by experience. Maybe you've had a few experiences and things that way growing up, but I have. I know. I mean, you have experiences and stuff where they hold you back from anything. That's a bad thing to do. And like one of my daughters, she's going to school and there's a boy fighting her every morning. She's about 12 years old. I said, now you whip that fella. But she did. She whipped that boy and tore his shirt off of him. Took him to the creek and made him wash his face and go to the house and get him a shirt and then go on to school. And that's a boy right over there dying. I said, don't you take that no more like that. He just boxed her around in the morning, you know. And I told her, I said, did you put up with stuff like that? I said, she said, Dad, what am I going to do, quit? I said, no, just give him whipping. So that's what she done. I done just what I told her. That's the way I want a kid of mine to do. Take her part. What tune do you want to try yet first? White Horse and G. A lot of people wonder why I put my fiddle there. I'd always turn my neck around too far to get my fiddle under my chin. Now my brother gets his fiddle out there and he'll set her out there on level. I can't hold her like that. I gotta get her down where she's more comfortable to me. Thank you. I've got a little different style of playing the violin than what Jerry has, and probably about every other one you see will have a different style of playing a violin. Nobody will play one the same. I've saw several people in my time, and I have never saw two really play alike. Some will imitate the other, but still it's not exactly like the other fellow plays it. Now get a key A. Flyaway Birdie. This is a tune I heard from Mississippi about 2 years ago. I just caught it on the radio, and I learned them just through the hear them. I can get out there and go play them. I noticed something wrong, getting too close, you know, for me. I brought it so if a hair fell out of one like I did, well, I'd have another bow in hand. A lot of people worried about when their hair drops off. They just say, well, the house is getting weak and the shingles are falling. That's all. You get into that trouble. I guess a lot of them might get that way before they get too awful old. It's not bad unless you're out in the sun. Then it's bad. First fiddle I ever had, a real fiddle, I think that had run about, I'd say 1939. We cracked walnuts, sold eggs and everything we could do to get me a fiddle, and ordered one from Sears and Roebuck. It cost $37, and that took a lot of time and work to get that thing. My mother and my brothers all helped work and get it, and we cracked walnuts, we We gathered chestnuts. There's a few chestnuts and hazelnuts back then. We sold everything like that we could sell. Sold a few chickens, I remember that too, to help pay the bill. That's a hard way of making it now, I'll tell you what. And you just had to learn the hard way, coming on and learning everything, the hard way of learning. Nobody to show you anything, nobody to show you where the cords was. You just had to figure them out where you was at. And you learn, that's one way you'll never forget what you learn, if you learn it the hard way. And about I could probably play, if I could write them down, probably 200 or 300 tunes. And I don't know, there's one tune is some kind of serenade, Indian serenade, and I never did know the right name for it, but I never did hear nobody else play it either. Since about 35, just try it, it's in D chord. Did you ever hear the tune?